from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Harsh economic pressures for Jamaica as they prepare to sign IMF agreement. A Polish economist says there are trade opportunities in Eastern Europe which the Caribbean can take advantage of. And as the Uruguay round trade negotiations move towards conclusion, an assessment of what the Caribbean can expect. I'm Sonia Fraser and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Last week, a team from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, were in Jamaica finalising negotiations for a new IMF aid agreement. The Jamaican government had been negotiating since it failed the IMF's September economic performance tests and had to abandon the last agreement. A grim economic future is being painted for Jamaica by the experts who predict higher interest rates, devaluation of the Jamaican dollar and trade deficit. Earlier, I spoke with Canute James in Kingston and asked him how close is Jamaica to signing a second IMF agreement.
An agreement is very close. That could mean a matter of days, a matter of weeks. But by all indications, the government and the International Monetary Fund have gone some way in agreeing on the major parts of the new pact.
If an IMF deal is clinched, is there any indication what the Jamaican government will have to agree to, what action will be taken?
There has been quite a bit of speculation here about the contents of the new agreement, as there is always whenever a new agreement is likely. By all indications, there will be some degree of further economic austerity. People in the business community have spoken variously of higher interest rates, for example. They have spoken of likely reduction in imports. They've spoken of likely devaluation of the Jamaican dollar. But it appears that this package will seek to control demand, to control consumption, in an attempt to regulate further the Jamaican economy.
You mentioned interest rates there, and they're already very high in Jamaica. If a new deal is clinched and interest rates do go higher, what are the implications?
Well, the business community here has been saying that the current interest rates are proving a disincentive. It's not, in fact, encouraging expansion of the business sector. And they've been asking the leaders in the business community how it is that, on the one hand, the government is seeking an increase in production, particularly for export, but on the other hand, the present high interest rates militate against such expansion. And clearly it has affected the business community.
What is the possibility of devaluation of the Jamaican dollar?
Well, it is something which is being discussed and is always discussed in advance of a new IMF agreement. In setting the exchange rate last year at the present level of 6.5 Jamaican dollars to the US dollar, Mr. Manley, the Prime Minister, said the government would maintain that rate until earlier this year. Now, clearly, if the IMF is suggesting a further devaluation, the government may not accept that very easily, because it's always a political consideration in Jamaica when there is a devaluation of the currency. But if by doing that the government can say, well, we did not have to accept other harsh measures, then perhaps that will be acceptable. I mean, one really never knows, but one should not be surprised if there were further devaluations.
Canute James in Kingston. Caribbean politicians fears that recent changes in Eastern Europe would push the region to the back of the international aid queue have been confirmed with the withdrawal of $25 million in US assistance allocated to Jamaica. That money has instead gone towards a $240 million aid package for Poland. An official of the US government told Caribbean Report that the decision had less to do with the opening up of Eastern Europe than the complexities of congressional budgetary procedure. He added that the loss of the funds to Jamaica does not signal a shift in US commitment to the Caribbean, but it perhaps should show people in the region how fragile it is to be dependent on aid. If it is fruitless to depend on aid, then what are the prospects for developing trade links between the Caribbean and Eastern Europe? Leslie Goff asked Bartek Kaminski, a Polish political economist who teaches at University of Maryland in the United States, if trade was a realistic hope.
Since the trade of Eastern Europe with the Third World is still very low, I would expect that with the revival of the economies, with the economic reform triggering an interest among Polish or Czech or Romanian enterprises to become involved in foreign trade, this may have some positive impact on third world countries.
What about trade now? Are there any prospects, any realistic prospects for links between Eastern Europe and the Caribbean? We talked about bananas before. Can we expand on that?
Well, I don't really know whether there would be a significant increase in demand for bananas. I mean, certainly there is a demand, but there is not effective purchasing power in Eastern Europe. I mean, in particular in such